Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Master Sensei. This is episode 76. Today in this episode, we will learn about conditional form nara. Now let's go. Conditional form nara means if or when. The function is to respond to someone in a given context. Regarding the other conditional words, you can set a context by yourself. However, you can use conditional form nara only when given a context. So for example,
Tanaka-san ga iku nara watashi mo ikimasu. Tanaka-san ga iku nara watashi mo ikimasu.
This means, if Tanaka-san goes, I will go too. With this example, Tanaka-san first said, I will go to the drinking session.
私は飲み会に行きます。
And then you respond to it like, if you said so, then I will do that too. The conjugation is just to attach nara to plain form. So for example,
行きます。
Plain form is 行く。So you just put together with nara.
行くなら。食べます。
Plain form is
食べる。
So you will just put together with nara.
食べるなら。
However, you don't attach da when you use noun and na adjective. Now let's practice some conjugation.
食べます。
So we will make this into plain form.
食べる。
And then put together with nara.
食べるなら。
食べるなら。This means if you eat. Now, how do we say if you don't eat?
食べません
becomes
食べない。
So you put together with なら。
食べないなら。
食べないなら。This is if you don't eat. How about if you ate?
食べました
becomes
食べた。
And then you put together with なら。
食べたなら、食べたなら。
If you didn't eat,
食べませんでした
becomes
食べなかった。
And put together with なら。
食べなかったなら、
食べなかったなら。Now let's look at eat adjective. If it's expensive. Expensive is
高い。
So you put together with なら。
高いなら。高いなら。
If it's cold, cold is
寒い。
So,
寒いなら、寒いなら。
If it's good, good is
いい。
So,
いいなら、いいなら。
Now let's look at な adjective. So for な adjective or noun, you don't have to put だ。So for example,If it's convenient, convenient is
便利。
So,
便利なら、便利なら。
If it's famous, famous is
有名。
So,
有名なら、有名なら。
If it's safe, safe is
安全。
So,
安全なら、
安全なら。So let's make some example sentences. As I mentioned, when we use nara, we need a context. So this is a conversation between A-san and B-san. A-san says, Is there anyone who can speak Japanese? To speak Japanese is
日本語を話します。
We will make this into dictionary form.
日本語話す。
Can do something is dictionary form plus
ことができます。
So,
日本語を話すことができます。
This means can speak Japanese. Now, this is a relative clause, so we will put 人 at the end. And then we want to say, is there? So we will use
いますか?
Before います, the particle is が。
So, 日本語を話すことができる人がいますか?日本語を話すことができる人がいますか?
And then B さん replies, If you're talking about Japanese, Tom さん can speak it. So here, if you're talking about Japanese, after Japanese, we will use なら. So,
日本語なら, 日本語なら,
Tom さん can speak.
トムさんが話すことができますよ。日本語ならトムさんが話すことができますよ。日本語ならトムさんが話すことができますよ。
Now let's look at another example. Again, this is a conversation between A さん and B さん。A さん says, I want to read a Japanese book.Japanese book is
日本語の本。
Want to read will become
読みたいです。
So,
日本語の本を読みたいです。日本語の本を読みたいです。
And then B さん says, If you want to read, shall I lend mine? If you want to read,So, want to read is
読みたい。
So, after this, you'll put なら。
読みたいなら、読みたいなら。
Mine is
私の。
To lend something is
貸します。
Shall I will become
貸しましょうか?私のを貸しましょうか?
Shall I lend mine?
読みたいなら、私のを貸しましょうか?読みたいなら、私のを貸しましょうか?
Now let's look at the third example. So A さん says, I will go for shopping. Shopping is
買い物。
So,
買い物に行きます。
Is I will go for shopping.
私は買い物に行きます。私は買い物に行きます。
And then B-san says, Please buy eggs if you go shopping. So if you go shopping will be
買い物なら買い物なら
Eggs is
卵卵
Please buy. To buy is
買います
Please do something is
手フォームプラスください
So it becomes
買ってください。買ってください。買い物なら、卵を買ってください。買い物なら、卵を買ってください。
So, to sum up, conditional form なら is only used when there is a context. So it's often used in a conversation.So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございます。バイバイ。